the roller coaster leading through tumultuous times, it almost felt like a little bit too gentle of a metaphor, right? Because when you look at where we are right now, there's so much. So I'm going to start the panel, whichever one of you wants to take it first, with what is the one thing that happened since January 1st, because there are so many, that you generally did not see coming, and what was your first instinct when it hit?
I've got one. So the demise of the CBS radio network, which was recently announced, can't say I didn't see it coming. Didn't see it coming on that date, certainly. I thought that once Skydance got involved and very focused on subscription models, that the CBS radio network, which is kind of a rounding error in the great scheme of things in the CBS, Viacom, and Paramount sphere, was probably not long for the world. And indeed, that has come to pass. That, unfortunately, my company's largest client, but we did see it coming, and we've actually started pivoting toward more user, consumer-facing products as opposed to answering RFQs, because you can do that now. So that's the one that we didn't see the date, but we could kind of see it in the offer.
The big one, of course, is the war in Iran. I think that that's an easy one, but I think more than that is sort of the day-to-day things that we are dealing with. I was one of our general managers here this week. We were just walking back from dinner last night, and we joke about how you can deal with the big stuff, it feels like, but it's the day-to-day. Like, oh, there's some gentlemen that are climbing our tower this morning, and we have to deal with that. You know, those are the things that I think make this kind of, you know, this time where you're, the big stuff, I feel like we're dealing with, we're able to sort of, you know, I think this is our new normal. I think that we are sort of challenged in a way that we now understand that you have to kind of roll with the punches, but it's those day-to-day sort of the things that are getting thrown at us that are the ones that we end up kind of saying, like, wow, you know, even that is something that I never even dreamt could happen. It's not in the bingo card. Those are the things that I think happen on a day-to-day basis that, you know, remind us to keep our humor, which is very, very important.
Thank you guys for having me here as well. Very much a pleasure. I'm a little biased because I'm a deal maker, so from my perspective, I've seen a lot of our competitors expand in deal making. So the big thing that I've seen in 2026 is like Netflix and Tubi and all these other platforms becoming more involved in deal making. And for me, it actually justifies the vision that I've been having at Amazon, which is making sure that we are platform agnostic, we are good for creators. I'm just seeing that we are going to be seeing more and more competition in the marketplace, and it's not going to be the small players anymore. And for me, it's making sure that I'm staying ahead of things and making sure I'm knowledgeable as much as possible, and we'll talk about that as well. And so for me, that has been kind of the big change in the media landscape that has really shaken up everything for me and kind of made it a little bit nauseous and rollercoaster along the way, honestly.
Well, those are three wildly different answers. And I want to go back to you, Catherine, on something you said, which is, it's the day-to-day and leading with humor. Because so many of these things are macroeconomic outside of your control. So outside of that beautiful smile and humor, how are you leading with confidence right now when every day is different?
This is an answer I think I've given in the past, and I feel very lucky because I have this incredible board at our Graham Holdings company, and lucky enough to have a mentor who, Dan Mulcahy, who is the former president and CEO of Xerox Company, who is our chair of the board, and one of the first female CEOs of a Fortune 500 company, and just someone that leads with grace and with compassion, but is really, really tough too. And so she told us one time when we were asking her how she led through a really difficult time at her company at the time at Xerox, when they were just on the brink of bankruptcy and trying to figure out how to completely restructure a company that was really struggling. And she said, I said to myself, did I do everything in my power that day Did I do everything I could to try to move forward, to try to lead with grace? Did I help everyone I could? Did I make sure that the things that I could control, I did? And if I did, at the end of the day, I could put my head on the pillow and know that I did the best I could. And if I did the best that I could, then I could sleep that night and feel confident. And of course, she said I learned many lessons, and there were times where I felt like I could have done better, and I tried to apply those lessons then going forward. And it's just that sort of, you know, it's simple. It's always the simple things that I think that we learn the most from, but hearing from someone like her who has, you know, learned many lessons along the way, but just does it with so much grace and with so much compassion. It's like, it's very, very a simple message that I think I apply every day, which is, did I do enough? Did I try hard? And did I do it with, I think, a lot of compassion and grace?
Awesome. Jordan, you talked about big deals. Bring that back to your day today. How are you leading, especially in a part of the media ecosystem that is evolving and growing so much?
I would argue that this is not the first time that things have been crazy. And so we've all been through this. We've all been through this before. And so I think it's about saying the quiet part out loud and leading your team and saying to people, I don't have all the answers, but within what I have within us, with the resources that I have, if we collectively put our brains together, we can lead through this. The sunrise and sunset are never guaranteed, but it's had a good precedent for coming back every single day. And so for me, it's about leading with compassion. It's about leading with empathy, very similar. And it's really about understanding that we all are going through difficult times, whether it's business or personal or anything like that. We're all human. As you talk to people individually, you realize that we're all kind of going through very similar things in different ways. So really, when it comes to things that are beyond our control, like the proliferation of AI or technology changing our jobs, I think it's actually a really exciting time. So for me, it's about changing the perspective and the conversation to a more exciting time. Less tumultuous, less roller coastery, more of a smooth ride, and at the end of the roller coaster, you get to look at your picture as you're coming down, and you're even smiling, you have your hands up in the air. To me, that's the most important part of leading in these times.
That's awesome. And I now it's your turn, Lee, especially because you're building in the intersection of three things that are so much pressure right now when we think of journalism, technology, and trust. So how are you leading right now? And especially when it's connected to the mission that is so important, I bet, to you and the team, but also feels like there's a huge weight on the shoulder because of those three big topics.
Most of the people I deal with day in, day out are developers. They're very logical and systemic thinking people who do not understand this business very well, especially some of the decision making that we're subjected to, and I've had to explain that it is, at the end of the day, a branch of showbiz, and not everybody is going to follow the logical path that they might follow. One of the products we've developed recently is called News Balancer, and it's very prosaic. It's what it does. You put in a script, and it finds the bias in the script. It can be political. It can be in terms of how you're framing a story. Very often, omission, and it does this by checking as many sources as possible for the story that you've written. And this is not something that a human could do. You can check 75 and 80 sources in the time that you have to get this story to air. So I think it's a good, positive use. And again, it's got to be restricted to trusted sources. You can't go out looking on X necessarily, although it is an option if you want to go that way. The question then is, what do the organizations choose to do with their now balanced story? Is it sexy enough and hot enough to take to air, or do we like it better the other way? And that's where the trust issue comes into play.
I think you all hit on some really important topics around compassion, around grace, humor, around staying focused and understanding the business decisions. But managing teams, those things are hard to stay on top of the high of the roller coaster. Right? So how do each of you manage to keep your teams engaged without portraying false positives, with that sense of, oh, Pollyanna rose-colored glasses, it's all going to be okay? throwing it out to the panel.
The way that I do it is with transparency first. I think that I have to be honest about what we're dealing with, but I also think that there has to be a plan. You know, I have to make sure that everybody is realizing that we have a plan and how we're going to overcome the challenges and make sure that we're communicating them. And I'm really big on data, of course, and telling them, let's make sure we're measuring along the way and what's the outcome we're trying to achieve. And so, you know, I think that that calms people's fears sometimes, where they don't just think this is an overwhelming challenge and we don't have answers to it, that we're giving them answers and helping them actually help solve some of those problems with us together. It's funny, I'm looking at all of my senior leaders from all of our stations, and they're probably like, yep, Catherine is definitely, you know, managing with grace all the time. the truth is that, you know, it is difficult right now because there's such a need for urgency, right? I feel a tremendous amount of pressure because the optimist in me knows, you know, Jordan kind of talked about this, is that in all of this tumultuousness, like, there is such opportunity for us, and there's going to be winners and losers. And so I know that we need to be the team that goes and looks for the opportunity, and that we can't get wrapped up too much in all of the challenge, that we have to be the ones that are solving the problems. And so trying to get my team focused on, let's put all of our energy towards solving the problems as opposed to just getting overwhelmed by the challenges is really the thing that I focus on the most. It's not easy, right? And they were just talking at the table about how I can get all of them aligned. It's just, how do I get the people that are three levels below them aligned? And that is the communication that has to happen every single day, which is one of probably the biggest challenges that we deal with, is making sure that everybody up and down the entire org chart is aligned and sort of understanding what is so important, and that they all understand what the mission is every single day.
Jordan?
I think a strong leader is one that can admit that they don't know everything. And that's my personal thing. And it's probably a bad thing for a lawyer to say that in negotiation. But I'm collaborative, right? The goal is to come to some, whether it's a deal or whether it's managing someone, it's to come to a place where both parties feel accepted, both parties feel like they understand the path. So a leader doesn't have to have the instant answers to everything. A leader has to be someone that can take you there. And so for me, it's about communicating the information that you have up front to your folks that you have on your team, realizing that we get through this together, and understanding that you don't have the answers now, but again, like I said earlier, there's a precedent for the sunrise and the sunset. There's going to be a precedent for the answers coming our way very soon if we work together.
Nice. How about you, Lee?
As I've gotten older, I've started taking more direction from levels 2 and 3 down, because I'm finding that's where a lot of the good ideas are, and that, you know, I may have run out of them at this point. So it used to be very top down, where I'm saying, this is what we're doing, you build this, and, you know, make sure it comes back per spec. And now I'm finding more and more that I'm getting better ways of doing what I wanted to do from down the chain. And so it's really starting to switch out that way.
We're almost halfway through, and I want full credit for the fact that we finally are gonna hit the AI elephant in the room. We postponed it long enough, right? But if we're talking about the roller coaster, we gotta talk about AI. So,